coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds, located in Irvine, California. And in our virtual studio lounge, we have a couple of I3ers who just got off the stage presenting their idea. But let's do some introductions first, shall we? On the left would be Mylin Huang from Collins Community Credit Union. Mylin, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Better now that you guys are here. And then on the right would be Mr. Randy Stolt from My Community Credit Union. Randy, how are you?
Good. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you guys. I'm starting out every conversation like, how does it feel to be back in person?
So great.
Kind of weird.
A little.
Kind of weird, but great.
We're not sure, like, how close do we get? Right. But yeah. It does feel nice to see people face to face.
Yeah. Yeah. You can kind of like grab people in the hallway and go, hey, what did you think about that last session? Or just hanging out. Oh my gosh. And just shaking hands. And we're almost back. But I'm glad you guys are there. And as I mentioned before in the introduction, you guys are in Filene's I3 program. And so what was your presentation? What was the theme? Who wants to go first? Mylin, Randy, who wants to go?
Well, I guess I have the introduction, right? On the presentation. So we did fintechs, disruptors and partners.
Okay.
So we were talking about the risks and rewards for partnering with fintechs and the urgency around that.
Okay, cool. And then Mylin, you want to go into some detail on why this is an important topic in our industry today?
Sure. So we focused on two main elements. Talked about embedded fintech and embedded finance and how are they different and how they're both can impede upon our industry. So when I say embedded fintech, talking about technology that's embedded within our online banking system, for example.
Okay.
So bill pay, P2P, A2A applications. Now, when you talk about embedded finance, you're talking about traditional banking elements that live outside of online banking now. So those are the PayPals, those are the Venmos, Starbucks app, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And why this is particularly dangerous for the credit union industry is because, like most people, I keep some money in my Starbucks app.
Oh, so you'll get that too.
Mean that money is not sitting in your credit union savings account or checking account. So then there's a snowball effect, less deposits to loan out. So a lot of implications for credit unions and why we really need to consider a partnership with fintechs.
Indeed.
Less interchange as they swipe their Starbucks card instead of our card, right?
Exactly. And so what sparked this idea? What got this idea off the ground? Because obviously we've been kind of talking about this for many years now, but what sparked it for you guys to make it, I guess, official and presentable?
For us, our team, I think, was seeing the Chimes and the GoHenrys of the world and just that opportunity, that really kind of getting extreme disruption and decoupled banking relationships. You know, Mint has been around for a long time, where they're banking in somebody else's app, even though the account is sitting with us. And so we really felt like we needed to address that.
Indeed. And Mylin, anything to add on that one?
So what really happens is it's from the consumer lens when you look at it. Credit union banking with a bank, fintech banking. In the consumer's eyes, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. They think it's all the same. And so for us, that's why there is a sense of urgency for us to keep up with technology.
Oh, yeah.
Also improve upon the user experience.
Yeah, no doubt. And so what are next steps for this idea? Where do you guys want to take this after today's experience? Where do you want to go with it? Randy?
Well, I think the idea is to take it back to our credit union. You know, one of the things about being in I3 is that we have to be the evangelist for the movement now. We have to go back and take this and spread it throughout our credit union. So, you know, going back, and that may look different for each credit union, but that's, to me, I think that's the first thing is that we've got to kind of take this back. And, you know, Filene has given us a great opportunity to talk about it at Big Bright Minds and to put this information out on their website so that we can touch more people.
Yeah. This needs to be talked about more often for sure and more prevalently. So, and Mylin, I want to talk to you about the I3 program as a whole, and I'll pose this question to you too, Randy, but Mylin, you can go first. What can you tell me about the experience that you have had in the I3 program and getting this idea, you know, from start to finish? What's that experience been like for you?
Of course, everybody says it's invaluable, but you know, the greatest piece about participating in I3 is having all the like-minded individuals. Because when you think about it, when you put like-minded individuals together, you can accomplish so much in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most invaluable experience for me. And also, meeting Randy.
There you go.
The relationships that we've made, I mean, we have so many more family members now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to spend 2 years together working on this team. And then, you know, a lifetime of collaboration afterwards. So that is a very exciting part of this. For me, I had the benefit of listening to Hazel May talk to, who's another one of our I3ers, talk to the Crasher group last night. And they asked us, you know, what, you know, kind of the same question, what do you get out of it? Or what advice can you give us for thinking about applying? And I said, no matter how comfortable you are with change, I3 will push you out of your comfort zone and will help you become a stronger leader and a stronger innovator.
Yeah.
Nothing else like it.
Yeah. And that's how you grow. I mean, that's how you grow and become a success, is getting out of that that comfort spot for sure. Last question for each of you. Anything stand out for the conference so far? Any nuggets or anything that you've spoken with? What's the one thing that has stood out for you so far in the conference? Mylin?
So it's actually in relation to our presentation. We talked about how to partner with fintechs. And one of our partners here talked about make sure that it is a partnership and not just a vendor. Because in a partnership, there's a give and take on both sides of the table versus the vendor telling you exactly what you need to do and when you can do it. But we really need to engage in true partnerships.
Agreed. Randy?
For me, it was probably listening to our very first presentation and talking about entrepreneurship and bringing that to credit unions and how that's a little bit different than innovation. It's almost innovation on steroids.
Mm.
And, you know, if you don't want, and it's not just about having your own business, it's about being an intrapreneur as well. Just having that entrepreneurial mindset inside your organization.
Mm-hmm.
That stood out to me because it spoke to the sense of urgency that we have and tied it back to our presentation.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Is like if you can be your own entrepreneur within, you know, even if you're not starting your own company or anything like that, but if you are in your position at your company, gosh, you can really excel because you have, like you said, Randy, you have this different mindset. And I think that's I can see that in both of you because you guys have really taken on the challenge of being involved in this I3 program, which is no easy task, but the rewards are huge. So congratulations on that alone. Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? Mylin, any final thoughts here before we let you go?
I think that's it for me.
Okay. The application process is open for the next cohort.
That's November right.
1st. We'd love to see more people and we want new partners to work with.
So. Yeah. Yeah. There's never a shortage of that for sure. You can always have more. So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you go and you're free to go and enjoy the rest of the conference. So thank you very much for your time and congratulations again. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.